So good to be with you on this Friday afternoon, Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki Stanley from Salt Springs, Florida, at our humble abode, bringing to you one more time the good news. You know, I thought from time to time over the last year, Father, wonder how many good news programs that we'll be able to do before you call us home. And the Lord just really ministered to my heart, so you don't need to worry about things afar off. You just need to take each day and look for my return and obey me in whatever I call you to do. You know, it helps when God speaks to us, doesn't it, Pastor Nikki? I just come to thank you, Lord. Oh, I've just come to thank you for loving me. Oh, Lord, I just come to praise you. I've just come to praise you. I've just come, oh yes, I've come to praise you. Father, we come to you today in Jesus' name. So grateful for this day that you've given us. I've always said, Lord, you've given me one more day to get it right. And what I mean by that is I just want to please you. I just want to serve you. I just want to love you. I want to let my light shine. I want my salt to be salty and my light to burn bright. I want to be a blessing. And Lord, I pray that you'll take this time that Pastor Nikki and I have with our beloved friends. We pray there'll be a stranger to click on today. We pray for there'll be a rotten sinner. Just a person like I used to be. We'll watch today and say, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. They're willing to repent and have a new life, a new birth. Hope, peace, joy, happiness, thanksgiving, appreciation, compassion, love for others, like the love you had for us. When you let them nail you to that old tree, and you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Pastor Nikki, come and sing this with me. The emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange for a crown.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Folks, it's time we all get back to the cross.
Amen.
You know, I meet a lot of people, talk to a lot of people, different faiths, different denominations, and some are happy just to know they're saved. Some go off the deep end, really. They get so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. But I want to tell you something. You'll never go wrong by preaching the cross. Mm-hmm. You'll never be wrong by telling people it's a daily walk. You have to take your cross up daily and follow Jesus.
Right.
Sometimes you don't know where that's going to take you. But God has a plan. He has a direction for each one of us.
Yeah.
And whenever you get into trouble, there's a name above all names.
Amen.
There's a name, the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, let's sing that today. Oh, yes. There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, great hope and cheer. What a lovely name. What a lovely name. The name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. Yes, it's sweeter than the song they sing it. What a lovely name.
Him
up, they sing in heaven.
Let the blessed
ring. What a lovely day. What a lovely day.
Amen. Jesus. Jesus.
I'm just going to give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
I know that Pastor Nikki's got a good message for us today. So let's just don't wait no longer. Let's hear it. Let's hear the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me get this out of your way.
That wonderful name of Jesus. You know the old saying, what's in a name? Today we make up all kinds of names for our children. But in the past, names were very important. And many of the names back in the time of the Jewish people in the Old Testament, their names pointed to God. Let me read you just a few names and what they meant. The name David means beloved, beloved of God. Eliab means God is my father. Wouldn't you like your name to be Eliab? God is my father. Elijah, the Lord is my God. We know a young man today whose name is Elijah. They call him Eli for short. But they shouldn't do that because Eli ended up in disgrace. But Elijah was a powerful man of God. When we told this young man who Eli was in the Old Testament, he might have known who he was. But he was real quick to say, no, my real name is Elijah. And then Elisha means God will save me. I like that one. And Enoch, that means dedicated to God. And Esther, her Jewish name was Hadassah, and that meant star. A star for the Lord, pointing to the Lord. Hosea meant deliverance. And I looked up Pastor Buck's real name, which is Emery, and it means authority under God, leadership. Little did his parents know that they gave a name to Buck. We call him Buck as a nickname. But little did they know, or did Buck know, that the name Emery was one that I believe God himself chose for Buck, because Emery has been a leader in the things of God. He's been under the authority of God. That's what Emery means. And my name, Nikki, comes from Nicholas. There are all kinds of Nicole, means victory of the people. And I'm proclaiming that Jesus is the one who is victor. He is the victory for all of us. So I like that for my name too, that Jesus gave me victory over the things in my life. And I can tell others that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that there is victory, overcoming power in his precious name. That name, Jesus. You know, when I came to know Jesus, when I read about him in the Word, I didn't know there were lots of children that had been named Jesus. In the Old Testament, the word Joshua, Hosea, those words meant that God is salvation. They were pointing to the one who would come, the one who would be our salvation. God is salvation. Matthew, let me read to you what it says here. While Joseph was thinking on these things, the things about his bride-to-be, Mary, that she was pregnant, and she was claiming to be pregnant of the Holy Ghost. And he didn't want to make her a public example, so he was thinking about what he was going to do. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So the name that was given to the Son of God, God come in the flesh as a baby, God said, I want you to call him Jesus so that people will know that he is my salvation that I am sending to the world that they might be saved from their sin. When I was saved, when Jesus opened my eyes to the fact that he had come and died on that cross for me, I fell in love with him. One day when I went down to the seashore, the Atlantic Ocean, I was walking along the sand, and I wrote his name in the sand. Jesus, I love you. Like a schoolgirl in love with her boyfriend, and she writes his name all over her books and all over her notebooks, and she just thinks about him all the time. Well, that's the way I am with Jesus. And Jesus, as I read the word and got to know him better, I saw that there was power in his name. And you look at the book of John. You know, if you're going to give the New Testament to anybody, you tell them, read the book of John, because the book of John just shows forth who he is, the great I am. Over and over again, he told people, I am. And then he added things like, I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So that name Jesus, when we think about our Savior, there is so much wrapped up in that name of who he is. And when I was a probation officer, I told everybody about Jesus. And I was called on the carpet several times. The public defender's office called me in, or the state attorney's office, and they said, you shouldn't be telling people about Jesus. You just leave that in the background. Just talk about the laws, the rules that they need to follow, how they can get through probation safely. Monitor their behavior. And I said to them, aren't we here to help people change? Aren't we here to help people live a better life, a life of goodness, a life of integrity and honesty? And I said, it's only by their heart being changed. And the only one who can change their heart is the Lord Jesus. Well, I was told not to talk about Jesus, but, you know, there's power in no other name. And Jesus said, if you will ask anything, how? In my name, I will do it. And as we stay wrapped up in the Lord Jesus, born again, filled with his Spirit, he gives us authority in his name to ask what we will, whether it be healing for someone, whether it be that he would move on somebody to come to him and give their lives to him. He will do it because we have the authority as his children, as ambassadors for the Lord. We have authority in that precious, wonderful name. And at that name, every knee is going to bow one day. Every knee is going to confess that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came in the flesh, who now is resurrected and sits at the right hand of God the Father, that every knee is going to bow and give account to Him. The Lord Jesus just loves us so much. He's longing to come for us. He's longing to draw people to Himself for that day when we can all sit down at the wedding feast of the bridegroom, our bridegroom, Jesus, the lover of our soul. He is so wonderful. It is in the name of Jesus that people's lives are changed. Not in the name of Nikki, not in the name of Buck, not in the name of Muhammad, not in the name of Buddha. No, Jesus, the Son of God, who is risen from the dead and who is alive, and He gives us authority in His name. We have the power in His name, that lovely name. And I want to sing to you that song, There's Something About That Name. And I want Pastor Buck to read something that Gloria Gaither wrote about that name of Jesus. All you need to do, beloved, is call on that precious name, Jesus, for healing of emotions, for healing when you're sad and lonely. Whatever it is, that name, Jesus. Don't be afraid to speak the name of Jesus. Years ago, I was told, can't you just use the name of God? Just talk about God. I said, there's not power in the name God, because there are many gods in this world. And even the 12-step program, they've adopted that everybody can say, God as I perceive Him. But no, the name of Jesus is what Amen. Gives power. And I was on an airplane one time, and the minute I spoke to my seatmate about Jesus, he shut me down. We were able to talk about anything and everything in the world. But when that name of Jesus, there's a dividing line there. People will either receive and want to hear more about Jesus and how He can save them, how He can deliver them, how He can heal them.
Amen.
And then there are those that say, I don't want to hear that name. You know, when we are confronted with that name of Jesus, we have to make a choice.
Yes.
Are we going to bow to the name of Jesus, or are we going to rebel against the name of Jesus? Jesus loves us. He is nothing but pure love, and He has only good in mind for Him, for us. I've surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus,
too,
and I pray you've done the same thing.
Amen.
And just, beloved, if you're hurting today, all you have to do is just call out that name, and He'll be right there, and you'll see His answer to your problem. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, and that'll be enough. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master,
Jesus. The mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, the lights of hope put back into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness, and arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of her delirious child from fever, and I've watched that little body grow quiet and the fevered brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to which earth's sweetest name, Jesus. Jesus. Oh. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet still, it stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race shall raise in one great mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. Yeah. For in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Ah, so you see, it was not mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. 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 You know, there is something about that name. The name of Jesus.
About that name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Today we don't want to close on this Friday afternoon without giving you the invitation. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you die tonight, you wind up forever in hell.
Amen.
And it's not the will of our Father that any should perish, but all would have everlasting life. You might say, I've heard this all my life. And you might even say, I just get tired of hearing that. You know why you're getting tired of hearing it? Because you've said no so many times. But it's not too late. Right now, would you surrender to Jesus and let Him, only through His name, can mankind be saved. And so you can call on whoever you want to, but God's plan is for His Son Jesus to take you and clean you up and take your despair and give you hope, to take your anxiety and give you peace, to take your depression and give you joy and peace. Sinner, would you come today?
Amen.
Would you come today? The Lord's waiting on you. He wants you. He desires you. And you'll be so glad you did.
Amen.
You'll have someone that will stick closer than a brother.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have someone that will never leave nor forsake you. And Christian, today, if you've lost your first love, God is calling you back to your first love.
Amen.
With Jesus. And you know, second time around be better than the first time.
Yes.
Sure will. Or maybe you've strayed away many times. Give Jesus another shot at it.
Amen.
Because He is not going to fail you. You will fail Him and yourself. Listen, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God the Father wants you to be with Him forever.
Amen.
So let's all get on board. Let's all get on board. And let's enjoy the things of God. Let's enjoy the things of God. And let's be a blessing. And let the Holy Ghost use us to make a difference in this world. Don't you want to leave this earth in better shape than when you came in?
Yeah.
It's up to you and me to follow Jesus. You know, Pastor Nikki and I will both be 77. In just a few months. I know that our days are numbered, but yours are too. And what we do, we need to do quickly. Would you come to Jesus today? Father, draw these people to you right now, to the loving, saving, forgiving power of Jesus of Nazareth. O kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away. But there's something about your name, Jesus, we love you. May God bless you on this Friday. God willing, we'll see you Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We've got one more week down here in the Flatland. Want everybody to know that looking forward to our being together in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Only be a week. We're heading that way.
Amen.
But if it shouldn't happen, if the Lord would take us home, Pastor Nikki and I, we just want to say we love you.
Yes.
We love you with all of our heart.
Keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Don't give up.
And speak that name of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, if you're at Walmart, God leads you to say, Jesus loves you. Can I pray with you?
Amen.
I do that all the time. Led by the Spirit now.
Yes.
Led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And at the name of Jesus, things happen.
They sure do.
So, Pastor Nikki, what do we always say?
Bye for now.